Thank you. So, in a continuity with what Emmanuel Marie Petton presented, I will now switch to the other side of the of the topic, starting from the wind. And so, I will say a few words about France Énergie Marine for those who don't know the structure. Yann avait already started. And then I will make a quick focus on the OFARM project, on which we explore the configurations that could be suited for coupled production of hydrogen through offshore wind. And then I will make a kind of zoom on the configuration that we will discuss right after. So France Énergie Marine, as we said, is based in Brest. It was created in 2012. We are now 65 people. And in Brest, in Nantes, Marseille, and soon Le Havre, we are the French National Research Institute dedicated to offshore renewable energy. And our activities are mainly dedicated to collaborative research, supported by the investments for the future, and by our private partners. We also have a service offer that we are developing at the moment. In terms of topics, we have four main topics: site characterization, that includes wind, waves, current, but also sedimentary. And we have another focus on system design and monitoring. And on this program, we are at the scale of one machine dealing with technical issues. We have the corresponding program on the for the engineering topics at the scale of the farm, where we are thinking what the problematics are in terms of farm architecture, grid integration, and grid integration includes power to X, which is where we treat this topic of hydrogen. And there is also all the installation, operation, and maintenance operations which are crucial and that will certainly be also important for the hydrogen topics. And last but not least is the program about environmental integration, which has been historically a very important activity at France Énergie Marine, exploring the effects of the impact of that marine renewables energy could have on the environment, natural environment, but also societal environment. Just to give an insight of who are the members of France Énergie Marine, so it's a mixture of local authorities, like regions, industrial bodies, competitiveness clusters, and academic and scientific structures. I will now switch to the OFARM project. So the OFARM project is a collaborative research and development project involving broad actors in the sectors that I mentioned earlier, among which l'Institut des Matériaux de Nantes, and RWE, which we'll be talking right after. This project started 1 year ago, and it's running until February 2023. We will have some public announcement in March 2023 of the main results for the public. And the budget is around 380,000 euros. So OFARM stands for Offshore Production of Hydrogen Analysis and Roadmap. The initial wish behind this project was it was the first project of France Énergie Marine on the topic of hydrogen, and it was to build this roadmap. as Emmanuel Marie said earlier, having the clear ideas of what we want to achieve in 5, 10, 20 years is the first step to build some research and development activity. So that's why we started with this this ambition. So the objectives were to review the existing technology infrastructures and ongoing projects, and to build a methodology and indicators to assess different configurations for the coupling of offshore wind and hydrogen. I will illustrate in the next slide what I mean by configurations. And the indicators would be in energy, in cost, but also in environmental impacts. As mentioned earlier, the life cycle analysis approach is also important and has been implemented in the tool that we built. In the end of this exercise, comparing different configurations, the idea is to identify which configuration we should not set up and which are the ones which seem favorable. And for these configurations, to identify the gaps in knowledge and the areas of research to be able to set up those configurations. In terms of scope, we focused on production and delivery, thinking that focusing only on production is half of the work, but we are not focusing on propulsion or consumption activities. We took some information, but it's not what we include in our methodology and in our indicators. And that's why it's very important to be able to talk with other actors who are focusing on those topics of propulsion and consumption. We have a special focus on offshore wind. It can be either bottom fixed or floating. And in terms of geography, we had a review at world scale. We look at the infrastructure on the European scale, and the cases that we set up and the roadmap would be more focused on French maritime territories. I think I will try to maybe be a bit quicker. So the scenarios, what I mentioned is that we want to compare different configurations, and what is illustrated here is the kind of configuration that we consider. There were several questions that we wanted to address. Should the electrolyzer be at sea or onshore? So that's why we have the onshore configuration on the right, on the left, and the offshore on the right. And then if we put the electrolyzer on a specific place, then we still have many choices for the chains to produce and to deliver. We can either put the electrolyzers in the wind turbines or on the substation, and we can transport by ship, we can transport by pipelines, or we can deliver at sea. And so there are many options that we are considering, but today the idea is really to focus on one configuration, which is the one where we produce and we distribute at sea. The fact that if we put the electrolyzer on the substation or in the wind turbines is not maybe the focus of today. So it's kind of an option in this configuration. The ISD is more to investigate if there can be co-location of massive production and massive consumption, and how what could be the technical questions. And so if we focus a little bit more on this configuration, there are some strong points for it. There is no if it's fully dedicated to distribution of offshore hydrogen, there is no more hydrogen or electricity connection to shore. There is a collocation of production and consumption, And there is potentially a large market for the wind farm operators and a large producer for the shipping sector. What we should take care of is the off-grid aspect, which is even more challenging, and maybe the dependency of the wind farm operator to one type of consumer, and the difficulty of the bunkering operations. So I think that's questions that we can discuss with the other panelists after. And to end with, I wanted to give a few figures that we can have in mind during the discussion. And the first one, maybe everyone knows it, but it's just a quick reminder that to produce 1 kilogram of hydrogen, we need around 10 kilograms of water and 50 kilowatt of electricity. And for if we have a 1 gigawatt offshore wind farm, that is 2 times the Saint-Nazaire one, and it's the order of magnitude of the next farms that should come in Europe. If it runs at its maximum power for one day, it can deliver 500 tons of hydrogen a day. Considering that the load factor is around 45% per year, that would mean around 80 kilotons per year of hydrogen. And then if we do the exercise one step further towards ship, how many wind turbines do we need to power one small container ship? The small calculation and quick calculation that we did would indicate that it's around 5 wind turbines, 15 megawatt wind turbines, that could provide over 1 year the yearly consumption of a small container ship. And two last ones, which is the fact that 70% of the cost of renewable energy, renewable hydrogen, comes from the cost of renewable electricity. That's why it's so important to work on the cost of renewable electricity. And the electricity export cable is between 15 and 25% of an offshore wind farm project capex. So that's the milestones that I wanted to keep in mind for the following discussions. And that's it for me.